everyone, and welcome to The Insatiable Appetite, a podcast for people who are in the serious business of food, making it, marketing it, selling it, serving it, and eating it too. I'm Robert Pashizumi, senior analyst at the Hartman Group, and it is my pleasure to do this podcast with my Hartman Retainer Services colleague and consultant, Daniel Kleiner Cantor.
Hey, Robert. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, same here. So, Danielle, you heard the news a few weeks ago that longtime Whole Foods Market CEO John Mackey is retiring in September 2022 after over 40 years with the company he co-founded. So Whole Foods started with a single store in Austin, Texas, way back in 1980 that was 10,000 square feet, or about the size of your average 7-Eleven. And over the decades, he helped grow Whole Foods into a multinational Fortune 500 retailer that influenced how we shop and how we eat. They went public in 1992 and now is a part of the world's largest company by market cap, Amazon.com.
Yeah, for sure. Mackey and Whole Foods have undoubtedly had a huge impact on helping natural and organic foods become mainstream. And it was really in the early 90s when consumers were really starting to focus on high quality natural food and willing to pay more for it, that Whole Foods really started to gain traction.
Yeah, I remember those times. So yeah, let's take a look at how Whole Foods has influenced food trends over the decades. So working here at the Hartman Group, of course, we've heard so many consumers mention Whole Foods being a trendsetter and able to supply the natural and organic foods they want to eat. Whole Foods, in fact, led by Margaret Wittenberg, played a key part in the establishment of the USDA organic standards. So I guess that's the USDA organic label you see on the packages, as they were the first national food retailer invited to join the USDA advisory board, and was also a key member of the Organic Trade Association. This was way back in 2000, and Whole Foods was obviously way ahead of the time, since in our most recent 2020 organic report, we show that a vast majority of consumers, 82%, now use organic foods and beverage at least on a monthly or occasional basis. And Whole Foods was also ahead of the curve in terms of first making the decision in 2013 to label all foods made with GMOs. What is even more impressive is they banned GMOs from their private label products, like their 365, years before that. And now, in all of our health and wellness reports, we find that GMOs are regularly, you know, one of the ingredients in food that consumers want to avoid or minimize. And in our most recent 2021 report, for example, we found that nearly two-thirds, or 62% of all consumers, are looking for non-GMO certified foods to buy.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And kind of as you were touching on, Whole Foods has really been a retail leader in setting standards that align with consumer wellness values. They currently ban all artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. And then other ingredients they don't stock in their stores include hydrogenated fats, high fructose corn syrup, and again, any artificial sweeteners, preservatives, colors, and flavors. And this list is typically among the top avoided ingredients among consumers, which Hartman tracks in our health and wellness syndicated report studies.
Yeah, so it's kind of like consumers, they use Whole Foods to do their selection of their foods and ingredients, so they don't have to do all the research. So that's kind of the benefits of Whole Foods that they have. So another area where Whole Foods set new standards in food quality was with humane animal standards. They were the first grocery store to set standards for humane animal treatment. So how that happened is the stuff of legends. In a 2003 shareholder meeting, animal rights activist Lauren Ornelas was critical of Whole Foods' animal standards with their ducks. Mackey at the time didn't think too much of it and initially brushed it off, but obtained Ornelas's email address and kept in contact with the activist to learn more about factory farming. And what he learned obviously impacted him, since he then switched to a completely vegan and plant-based diet thereafter and began advocating tougher animal standards at Whole Foods. So some of these animal standards introduced at Whole Foods include the banning of antibiotics and added growth hormones, as well as the requirement that cattle, sheep, goats, and goats spend at least two-thirds of their lives on pasture. So now all of their meat they sell is certified to meet animal welfare standards set by the Global Animal Partnership. We also found in our most recent signature sustainability report that we just released a few weeks ago that treating animals well is important, as a third of consumers believe animal welfare is one of the most important factors when choosing foods and beverages.
Yeah, that's a really great point on the importance of animal welfare to consumers and how Whole Foods has been a leader in that. And another way that Whole Foods has been ahead of the curve in terms of the retail marketplace and aligning with consumer food culture was in 2008 when they stopped using plastic bags. And this was way before many cities and regions banned single-use plastic bag use. In Washington State, our home state here at the Hartman Group, there is now a ban starting October 1st on single-use plastic bags at grocery stores, retail stores, and restaurants. And under state law, merchants can provide customers plastic bags for a fee. So this is really to encourage shoppers to bring their own reusable bags to the store.
Yeah, makes sense. And I've noticed more people bringing their own reusable bags or just carrying items, you know, a few items in their hands, leaving the store, myself included. And Whole Foods over the years has been viewed as also a great place to work for employees, or they call them team members, as they are referred to there. They incorporated market-leading benefits that made Whole Foods one of Fortune magazine's annual list of 100 best companies to work for 20 consecutive years, which is an astonishing accomplishment. Apparently only 12 other companies have managed that feat at the time. So employees there at Whole Foods felt respected and appreciated at their job, as well as enjoyed the perks and programs that the company offered for its employees and the compensation. And being a great place to work is always a top component when choosing a grocery store to shop at, according to our syndicated sustainability reports. So basically, consumers want and store employees to be treated right.
That is absolutely right. But Whole Foods, you know, has done a lot of things really well, but they've also had to manage consumer expectations. And one of those things that Whole Foods has had to manage over the years is their reputation for being expensive, which has earned them the nickname of Whole Paycheck Market. Yeah. And this reputation has become particularly acute in recent years with the growth and expansion of the availability of natural and organic foods. And consumers can find less expensive options from retailers like Trader Joe's, as well as others like Kroger and even Walmart. And in fact, in 2015, Walmart actually took over the crown of the U.S.'s largest seller of organic produce.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big step for Walmart and the organic and natural foods industry. However, since Amazon purchased Whole Foods, prices have become more competitive, and they've actually been reduced by an average of 20% across the board. And even beyond that, Amazon Prime members are given additional discounts.
Right. They ask you to show your Amazon Prime membership when you shop there now. So, yeah, it is interesting that Whole Foods has made these changes after being bought out by Amazon. And given Amazon, you know, is a huge company with a whole bunch of resources and influence in the marketplace, we will continue to monitor how Whole Foods remains an influential retailer after Mackey retires. And so, Danielle, it looks like we will have to retire this podcast soon. Thank you so much for joining this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Robert. It was a pleasure to talk with you. I don't think either of us will be retiring anytime soon, but we'll put this episode to an end. It was super interesting to talk with you about the influence of Whole Foods and what it's had on the food retail world and its evolution over the years.
For sure. And thank you, listeners. And we will talk to you again on the next episode of The Insatiable Appetite.